And we're going to talk now with the man in charge of one of the poorest areas in this country, Ruben Diaz Jr., the president of the New York City Borough of the Bronx. About a third of the borough's 1.4 million residents live below the poverty line. Ruben Diaz Jr., welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me on. It's good to be on once again, Jeremy.
Well, let me ask you first about something that came up recently. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, was giving a speech to the group Americans for Prosperity, and he said this.
Now, I understand that Manhattan is very concerned with their security with the Bronx. But it's a little bit different on 2,000 miles of the Rio Grande.
What is your reaction to that, Ruben Diaz?
Well, if you dissect this and you hear the audience, he got a chuckle out of the audience. And one can say that what he was trying to do is have a little punchline, maybe make them laugh. And I would say that at the very best, what this was an attempt at pandering through a moronic joke. Or at worst, what it was is a divisiveness through fear-mongering. And either one, it's unbecoming of a U.S. senator, one who wants to be president of the United States. We in the Bronx are part of these United States. And then it really gets me upset because, and it gets so many people upset here because what he's doing is he's perpetuating these negative stereotypes about the Bronx. And it's almost like he's vilifying or trying to erase the work that we've done here. In fact, you know, when you look at and hear his speech, listen to his speech, he always talks about the American dream. Well, that's what we've been doing here in the Bronx. We were a borough, a county that was devastated in the 70s and the 80s and the early 90s. We were ravaged by drugs and crime. We were practically left for dead and burned down. And when you look at the fact that over the last 5 years alone, we've seen over $700 million in housing. We've seen the creation of over 14,000 jobs, $7 billion in private investments, everything from having the lowest crime rate last year since 1963. If you compare our crime rate to Dallas or Houston, I think that, you know, no one can argue that the Bronx is safer.
Although you do have to admit that you're still home to the poorest congressional district in America.
I think the district lines have changed that congressional seat. But what we are doing is that while we still have life is not perfect. But that's what someone like Ted Cruz and the federal government should be talking about instead of trying to poke fun or trying to create some divisiveness or fear mongering. And they should be talking about how is it that we get places in the inner city to create more jobs. I mean, we went, Jeremy, from 13.8% unemployment 5 years ago to 10.8. That's the good news. While we still have the highest unemployment rate of any county in the state of New York, but 3-point reduction is nothing to sneeze at.
Well, how do you combat that reputation and those stereotypes that people have about the Bronx that are decades in the making?
Well, we have been done a tremendous injustice by Hollywood. If you look at the movie Fort Apache, The Bronx, those are the images still in the minds of folks. Now, this is the movie of a precinct in the 40th precinct. If you remember, Jeremy, the lead character was played by Paul Newman. And this movie was filmed in 1981. In that movie, at that time, that same precinct would have had anywhere between 60 and 80 homicides a year. If you look year to date, we've had about three homicides in Fort Apache, the Bronx. And we continue to put out that story out there. That's the reason why Macy's, which is only opening up about 4 stores nationwide, has been the anchor store and the largest indoor mall that we opened up 3 weeks ago here in the Bronx and Bay Plaza. And so what does not help is someone like Ted Cruz, who is a national figure, who has a national pulpit in this conference that's being covered by every national media that wants to continue to perpetuate through ignorance, because I don't recall him ever visiting the Bronx. And before he makes a statement like that and have people believe that we're still the Bronx of the 70s, 80s, and early 90s, he should come and he should have visited and he should see what all of the great work that we've been doing here, especially around housing and building it all in a sustainable way. then maybe he could be putting out a different type of message.
Well, you bring up crime, and I want to talk about that because the crime rate has come down to its lowest point, as you said, since the 1960s. But some people would attribute some of that drop to the police tactics under Mayor Bloomberg and before that Mayor Giuliani, and some of these stop and frisk tactics that have been very controversial, especially in the wake of what just happened in Ferguson, Missouri. What are your thoughts on how you bring down crime in a place like the Bronx?
Well, yes, we do give credit to the police department, and we work closely with the police department. But what about this notion, Jeremy? What about the fact that people in the Bronx are law-abiding citizens? What about the fact that people are no longer hooked on crack cocaine, that people are being put to work, that we have built this borough, that we have gotten to a point where, psychologically speaking, for the most part, the people in this borough understand that there's certain behavior that we will not tolerate, that we will not accept, and that we're going to fight against.
Ruben Diaz, I want to ask you about one more thing before I let you go. You're from a political family. Your father, Ruben Sr., a state senator, a vocal opponent of gay marriage. You actually voted against gay marriage and then changed your mind, and I wonder why you did that.
I like President Obama and Secretary Hillary Clinton and many other political leaders in this nation, you know, I've evolved on this issue. And I've done so from a personal standpoint of having my niece, who's openly gay, having my chief of staff, who's who is openly gay, and who when you start to see that these individuals are folks who are in loving relationships, and then when as you get marriage equality here in the state of New York, after a year, you see that more and more gay and lesbians are getting married. And that has not had any adverse effect to my personal life or anyone else's. It was time for me to come out and support marriage equality and support those individuals in our families. You know, a lot, they have it hard as it is. I think that by coming out and supporting it, I make it easier for this conversation to happen, especially inside of families here in the Bronx, where maybe you had an uncle or parents who didn't know how to handle their child or a family member being in a loving gay relationship. And so I would hope that many individuals who, including my dad, will see that they hurt no one. I don't understand how one could be against love.
And what does your dad say to you when you tell him that?
Well, he disagrees on the issue, but he can't tell me anything. I'm a grown man. I make my decisions. And, we will disagree on this one. But I tell you what, more and more of our family members agree with me now than they agree with Reverend Diaz.
Do you have any plans to run for mayor yourself?
I have another term here. If the Bronx would have me, I could have a third term. I was grandfathered in. Who knows what the future holds? I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no. But I really love the job that I have now. And I know that while we've made so many strides, that life isn't perfect here in the Bronx. And there's so much work that needs to be done.
I didn't really think I was going to get a yes or no out of you, but I tried. Ruben Diaz Jr., Borough President of the Bronx, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And by the way, we invited Senator Ted Cruz on the show to respond to some of the stuff we were talking about earlier. We hope we can bring you that conversation soon. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.